moving up now. We're moving up. And we're going over to Pat Corio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much for that, Beverly and Itahan. I was inspired. We're now going into the section, and we've called it a young person's perspective. It's quite easy for us senior members to talk about prayer. But this Sabbath evening session is with the focus of our young people in mind. So we really want to hear from them. We've got four young people who will be just speaking to us for a short while about prayer. Their idea of what prayer is. Does it mean anything to them? Does prayer matter? Is it necessary to pray? We've got, as I said, we've got four young people. We've got one teenager and we've got three young adults. So let's listen to them all as they share with us their ideas, their experiences on prayer. First of all, we'll have Monifa. She'll be followed by Matthew. We'll then listen to Naomi. And Ramel will close this section. So Monifa, over to you, please.
Hello, everyone. Evening. It's lovely to see everyone's faces. I know we're not together, but it's nice that we could come together in fellowship over the over Zoom. So I just really wanted to share with you my experience of prayer and what it means to me. So I would say there are three main things that prayer means to me. I would say that prayer is my weapon. So I've come to realize that through prayer, I can bind and loose things. I can allow and disallow things. I can disallow division and anxiety. And for those of you who know that I've been suffering with anxiety, and I noticed that when I pray, you know, there's the text that I can't remember it right now, but the one about anxiety. And God says that is out of my mind at the moment.
Be anxious for nothing.
That's it. Thank you. It says, be anxious for nothing. And the moment I say that and I pray, anxiety leaves me because I know that God's presence is with me. And I know that we can also allow things. We can allow peace to reign and love to reign. And in every situation that I face, I make sure that I pray because I know that prayer is my weapon, and the devil tries to use tactics to stop us from communicating with God. But I just came to let you know that for those of you who may not know, sometimes we may forget that that by speaking to God, we are opening that communication door and we're inviting him in. So my other two points were that prayer is my protection and is my personal communication with God, because I know that I'm inviting his presence in. And for me as well, the text comes to mind, I think it's taken from Revelations 3 verse 20, where it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if you know God, you know that he's a gentleman and he will never come in without our permission. That's why he gives us choice. And he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. And I don't know about you, but I want to be in relationship with God and I want to be more like Christ. And from that, I've recognized that partnering up with God is a force to be reckoned with. The devil doesn't stand a chance when he messes with those who are in communication with God. I remember one time my dad, he likes to play tricks, and he was pretending to be a thief in the house one day. And I remember I walked in the house and I was scared at first, and then I remembered who God is, and I remember who is protecting me. And I remember I started I started singing all the songs that we sing in church. So, you know, I would say that it's very important. Auntie Kathy mentioned that she was playing an old song, but it's important that we listen to the old songs, because repetition as well is good for us. And in the times of trouble, we will cling to these things. So even if when you have, you know, young people that are around you, and I know sometimes we feel like they're not listening, and we're being cantankerous, or, you know, we are listening, because when these things are happening, we will know, we will return to what is familiar. And for me, in that situation, I remember I started singing the songs and all fear left me, and I started praying. And I remember I even picked up a baseball bat, because I said I wasn't playing with whoever, whatever was happening in the house in that time. And my dad, when he saw me, he started laughing, because and he stopped, because he was like, what? Like, he was in so much shock. He was in so much shock to see, you know, like that what he had taught, what him and my mother had taught me, I was bringing that out in that moment. And for me as well, that just goes to show that there is power in prayer. Even demons know to flee, that when we mention God's name, yes, we must train up a child in the way that we shall go, Auntie Sanjay. And, you know, my prayer life really started to develop over the years. And I noticed that it really started to increase when situations in my life started to get difficult, whether it be at work, whether it be in parenting or even in relationships with people. I noticed that due to my upbringing, when life hit me, I did the only thing that I knew how to do, and that was to pray. And I started to see God move in my life in many ways, even more so now, like with my daughter, when I'm praying for things. And when I remember when I was pregnant and I was scared, and I said, you know, and I wasn't, my faith, I would say I was going through like a rocky time. I wasn't sure what to believe and what not to believe. And, you know, I remember I prayed to God. I was praying over Araya when she was in my stomach, and I prayed for so many things. And now, like, when she came out, I saw all of my prayers come to life, and it really moved me. And when I look at her, and I'm just like, she's a true example that God is here and God is listening. And I would say that prayer has been one of the key foundations for my upbringing. When I look back over my life, and I've always heard my mom speaking of her grandmother, who would pray that she saw her children's children's children, and she saw every one of us down to Taja. And my mom, she would pray, my grandmother would pray for protection, and she would pray for all of her descendants, and that we would never forget the Lord. And sorry, I'm getting emotional. And up until this day,
take your time.
That's okay, Manifa.
When I see all my cousins, and up until this day, when I see all my cousins in church, and I see all of their relationships with God and how it has strengthened them and even myself,
Amen.
You got this, Mon.
Amen.
You're a testimony, Amen.
I know that God is real, and even through my own mother's prayers as well, and how she's prayed how to stand strong in the midst of battles. And when I look at her and her prayer life, and I remember when I look back, I say, like, we were really rotten children, but I remember my mom used to pray, and she used to be crying in her prayer, and sometimes we'll be like misbehaving and like even laughing. And I'm like, and when I look back now and I see how, you know, that the prayers of those who came before me have really, you know, been an anchor and strengthened their own faith and even strengthened our faith as children who are like looking up to them. And as I look at my own prayer life and how I've prayed to just, you know, now as I'm praying and developing my own relationship with God, and I'm praying to always keep my eyes fixed on God and make sure that my faith never wavers, because I know that my daughter is watching me too, and my nieces and nephews. And I feel that it's just really like my duty to not only pass on that tradition, but to develop my own personal relationship with God, because so that I could be made an example of, and so that I too can reap those benefits of having a relationship with God. Because I know that it's not my mother's faith that's going to save me, or my grandma's faith, or my dad's faith, or anybody else. It's down to me and my own connection with God. So, yeah.
Amen. I'm getting emotional myself.
Amen. Yeah. That was powerful, Manifa.
Thank you, Manifa.
Thank you. That was powerful. It came from the heart and we all felt it. Amen. Thank you. Matthew, are you ready to share with us? Matthew, are you there?
To me, prayer is making my request known unto God and expressing my thoughts and feelings, being thankful and asking for forgiveness no matter how I feel. Philippians 4 verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." I pray every day as part of family worship and do believe in prayer, even though I may not always get the answers I want. James 4 verse 3 says, "You ask and do not receive because you are asking wrongly to spend it on your passions." I need to work more on my prayer life and can share experience with friends. However, I'm 14 and don't have a vast experience, but I hope that this will continue to grow as I develop and continue to have a closer relationship with God. I strongly believe that my friends and family's prayers have helped protect me every day and are helping to shape my life. I find it more difficult to pray for things when things are not going well for me, but 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "You should pray without ceasing." And Romans 8:26 says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." My prayer life is growing and improving every day, and this lockdown has helped allowed me to focus on prayer more. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank Amen. You.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank
the you. Words from a teenage son, a teenage boy. Thank you. He recognizes his prayer life is essential and he's building on developing it. Amen. Naomi, we'd love to hear from you now. Are you ready to share with us?
Good morning. Good evening, everyone. Yes, I'm ready.
Good evening, Naomi.
Good evening.
Okay. Okay. Yes. I would define prayer as a conversation between you and God. And prayer for me right now mainly consists of me speaking to God in my head throughout the day. So it's more, it's kind of like me thinking out loud. So it's me thinking out loud. So I would like throughout the day, like I know that God is ever present. So I would like maybe speak to him about thanking for the little tasks that I've completed throughout the day, or, you know, just speak to him about different things that I have going on. Or if I'm like maybe speaking to a customer service person and I'm just like, you know, in a rough way, I'm just like, okay, Lord, please help me to kind of, I'm sorry for speaking to your child like that. Help me to get it together. I pray before I eat when we wake up and all of that. The praying before I eat business is, I take it seriously because I believe in the power of prayer. And whenever you eat something, God has the power to protect you from anything that might be in it that somebody maybe have put in there to harm you. So you're not only praying to God to bless, well, to thank him for the food, but asking him to bless it and to prevent anything bad from happening. So even if it might be poison, you're eating it and you will not die. I've even like seen a story in a mission story about that, and I was just so blown away. But it reminds me of like the fiery furnace, banging the lines, then God is able to protect you. Also, before I leave the house, my mom instilled in me and my brother to always pray, obviously in morning or evening worship, but right at the door you pray before you leave. And that I really carry that with me, and I don't take that lightly, because you're praying for protection on the road and everything like that. And I guess an example as well of when my mom and brother had the accident that day, my mom's we always pray, and my mom said that she prayed extra. There was something different about the prayer that you know, she said stay a little bit longer to pray about this thing. And then my grandma also in America, I don't know if it was the next day we knew this, she was saying she had a dream that something was wrong with one of her children, and she didn't know what it was, and she just started praying. So my grandma's in America praying, my mum prayed extra that day. And then when my mum and my brother went out that day, obviously they got the car knocked them over, which is obviously not a good thing. But I'm grateful to know that my mum's prayers and my grandma's prayers, they didn't prevent the accident, but they're alive, and I'm grateful for that. And that showed me that even that extra, the importance and the power of prayer. Also in terms of my mum would always pray that I would be a leader and not a follower, the head and not the tail. And I really, looking back, I realised that it has actually manifested in my life, that I realised I have been very influential to some of my friends and other people that I didn't even realise I was to. And I'm a very like, outgoing, outspoken person, and I don't follow the crowd and do things that I know that, unless I want to do it, I'm not going to do. I don't just follow blindly. And I was like, wow, my mum's prayers actually, it actually manifested, like subconsciously. I didn't even realize that. But prayer itself, I used to find it very daunting. Like when I would hear maybe people in church pray, I was like, oh, how do they know what to say? And sometimes as long as like, I wouldn't know what to say. But then when I really started reading the word for myself and knowing who God was for myself, I was able to really look at what he says and pray his word. And I've attended some seminars as well about praying and claiming the promises of God. So as has been mentioned, you know, be anxious for nothing. So when I'm feeling nervous and stuff like that, I will remember that verse and bring it to God. And I have things hanging up on my wall. And then the following verse says, you know, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, and all of that, think on these things. And that's literally a remedy to calm anxiety. And also when I might not be feeling like I'm able to do things, you know, God says that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. But even like blessings and stuff like that, I would start, you know, praying. I would know what to pray for after reading his word and understanding it. And yeah, I do believe that prayer works. like maybe I might be reading the word or something and I don't understand something or anything. Like I might be like, am I doing this right, Lord, or whatever. I'll just say that and I'll leave it. And then maybe a few weeks later, a sermon might be on that topic, or somebody might say something
to me. And for the next few weeks, the topics would correlate and would be on that same subject of the thing that I would have prayed for. And God really like showed himself in those ways. And I realized that God really cares about what I pray for, because some of the phrases, I just like, I've always had the term that God has a sense of humor, but I never really understood it. And that has really manifested in my life. Like some things I might not even directly go into prayer for, I might just have a thought and it would be granted onto, like, to me. And that's not even something that I directly went to him about. And it's like, wow, he really cares about even the little things. And yeah, he really does care. And yeah, it's still a work in progress for me in terms of my prayer life. And I have a lot that I want to improve on. And like sometimes when things are, when I'm going through a difficult time, I find it hard to actually pray during those times. But that's something that I want to work on the Lord with, to be like fervent in that, and like to not be discouraged in that. And yeah, that's what I have to say. Thank you.
Amen, Naomi. Amen.
Thank you, Naomi. Amen.
Thank you, Naomi. Thank you for sharing.
Amen.
And I love the fact that you said that prayer is conversation with God.
Amen.
That is key, and that it works, and that you've got focus. Thank you very much, Naomi. Our last young adult presenter would be Ramel. Let's listen to Ramel's experience on prayer now.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hello, everyone. I haven't seen quite a lot of you for some time. But yeah, I'm just going to share my experience with prayer. Okay. So prayer, I think prayer can be defined to me as a means of communicating with God. I think I agree with Manifa a lot. Prayer is definitely a weapon. I pray probably the first thing when I get up in the mornings. I pray at night. Sometimes I even pray in the middle of the day. But I think it's a good weapon. It's a good way to connect with God, I guess, as one of the first things you do. And I guess it's a good way to, I guess, kind of pray for how your day could go as well. But yeah, I guess from grandparents, aunties, uncles, brother, sister, mum, dad, I think prayer has always been installed. I guess there's people like, I guess, Auntie Angela, who sticks out as a prayer warrior. My granddad Sherwood, he's a prayer warrior too. And I guess I've picked up different things from different people over time. I guess when I pray, it can be sometimes to thank God, sometimes to bring my burdens to him. Sometimes it's even just to bring certain thoughts or certain questions that I have. I guess he may not answer always immediately. Sometimes it may feel like leaving a voicemail. Sometimes you can feel like prayer, like your prayers are not answered, and it doesn't necessarily mean that God hasn't got the message. Prayer has been an important part of my life from young, and I guess it has developed over the years as I go through certain experiences, certain tests, certain challenges, and even when I guess certain good things happen as well. I guess it's also a way for me to express how I feel sometimes, because I guess God understands in a different way. I guess he doesn't directly talk to me, but I guess sometimes that helps. And yeah, admittedly, I guess prayer hasn't always been, I guess, consistent throughout my life. But I guess the more you pray, I've seen in my life, the more, I guess, my day tends to go well, my life tends to go well. But that's, I guess, not always the case. Prayers may not also be answered. Prayers might not be answered as it doesn't fall into God's will for things to happen. But prayers may not also be answered because of lack of belief. One of my favourite texts is James chapter 1, verse 2 to 8. And it talks about asking for wisdom from God. And it goes on to highlight that without belief, how can we expect to receive anything from God? To believe isn't just to know what is true or what is right. That only really touches the surface. To believe is to be convicted that what you have faith in is truly true. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 was one of my other favorite texts. And it tells us that we must believe that he is real and that he rewards those who truly find him. To believe in prayer is to believe that his power and purpose is truly real and that those who truly come to find God will be rewarded. I've had many prayers that have been answered, but I've also had many prayers that have not been answered. And I guess it's very easy to feel disheartened, to question your belief in the very thing that God has told you to really believe in. If anyone has been in this position, then Hebrews chapter 11 is definitely a chapter for you. It's filled with many examples. If I pick out Noah, it talks about Noah hearing God. It was by faith that Noah heard God's warning about things he could not see and acted in pure obedience despite the world around him. It was by faith Abraham obeyed God and believed in his promise by living like a foreigner in a foreign country in tents for a couple of years. Prayers may not be answered because of lack of faith, but prayers may not be answered because of lack of faith, but prayers may seem not answered, but they're rather answered in God's way, timing, or with his intentions in mind and not our own. His plans for us and our lives are much greater than we could ever imagine. True belief and faith in prayer and the God who answers prayers requires willingness to sacrifice things that are close to our hearts. Abraham did not live to receive all the things God promised, but the Bible says he was glad as he saw them coming far in the future. I have learned that even though God is a God who answers prayers, he may not answer our prayers in the way, timing that we have prayed for. Truly believing in the power of prayer and God and in the God that answers prayers will make a difference in the outcome of our prayers. May we both, even me, truly believe in his plans and accept that he has our best intentions in mind always. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Ramel.
Thank you, Ramel.
Amen.
Amen. Our young people have spoken. We've all heard, we've been touched, we've been encouraged. There's nothing more to be said. We are assured that they do believe in prayer. We are assured that they are forming a partnership with God. We are assured that they are moving to higher heights. Let us just continue to hold them up in prayer.